Well, in my area, what I've been made aware of this morning is that it has been restored in one area, but there is another area just outside Drumcairn, that Greyfield, Great Neagloch area, and quite a number of houses there, and it hasn't been restored there yet. Now, my understanding is that in some of the forests where the trees fell down, that there were contractors in yesterday cutting down those trees. I'm not 100% certain about this, but what I've been told by some of the people that live out there is that the trees in the forest came down with the wind, and obviously they brought down the wires as well. But I just think going forward that, I mean, we've had cases of where trees have damaged power lines before this, but I think there should be an onus on Cuailte and the private forestry companies, you know, where there are trees very close to power lines. And in some cases, these trees are not very healthy and they come down quite quickly with the wind. And I think there should be an onus on these companies to examine these areas and to take any trees that are close to power lines down, because we've had this situation before where people have been left without power, where trees have fallen on lines, but it hasn't been to the same extent as it has now. But we have people, as I said yesterday morning, since last Friday night at 11 o'clock, and we're now Thursday at lunchtime, and they still have no power. And the last message that they got yesterday was that it could be Friday. So you're talking about a whole week without power. Now, some of these houses are totally dependent on electricity, and where they have, some of them have stoves and back boilers, but they can't light those fires because their circulating pumps are not working because there's no electricity. So it's too dangerous to do that. Now, the ESB made an offer yesterday. I saw one of the text messages sent out to offer people that they could go to one of the restaurants in Leitrim Village and have their lunch and have access to PowerPoints for charging phones and things. But you know, it's a goodwill gesture, I suppose, but it's not very convenient either for people to, you know, to go from here. Some people might not have transport of their own. But there are people living in houses with no heat at all. I have somebody that lives out there now that they've come to my house. Well, they've been coming every other day to my house, and they're having a shower now and you know, having something to eat. And in some cases, maybe they don't have neighbours living beside them or whatever. So it's a very difficult situation. But to come back to my point is, I think that the forestry companies should take more responsibility. I mean, we've seen trees down and they're not removed, and this is what, in some cases, this is what has happened here. So I think maybe the local authorities should insist, or the department should insist on them doing regular checks and seeing that this won't happen again.
Yeah, because the ESB, as we know, they're doing all they can. They've drafted in extra people from other countries to get this job done. It's a mammoth task due to the regional spread of the damage. But you're confident that this level of damage actually could be minimised, and the ESB's work in turn minimised going forward, if the Cuailte and other relevant bodies actually collaborated to ensure that power lines are clear?
Well, I think so, because, I mean, we have cases in some of our bigger towns in South Leitrim where they were without water, and Irish Water, you know, they had generators, apparently, this is what I've been told, but they weren't wired up, they weren't connected, so they didn't come into, operation straight away. So that's something that could be avoided. And we're seeing more and more storms now, so I think all the agencies need to be much more proactive. Then obviously they have to be reactive when something happens, but there's all the rest of the year when we don't have the good weather, when we don't have storms, that they could be more proactive. And it's not going to be always possible to avoid every emergency or services going down, but I think some of it could be avoided. So I think, you know, and the local authorities, I think, have done a very good job. The crews were out working all the time, and I think, you know, more cooperation from Irish Water and, as I said, the forestry companies, they have a responsibility. You know, we have, about a huge amount of land planted in Leitrim by private and culture, and I think that they have an onus to take responsibility for the forestations. And as I said, if there are any trees that are dangerous or that are likely to come down, And that's an area that needs a whole look at again, because we had the landslide at the Donaghope, where the forestry, the trees that were, I don't think it ever should have been planted, but it was planted, and they just came down with the landslide and down into rivers and blocked drains and everything, and that's something that should never have happened. So going forward now, when we're aware of the storms, we seem to be getting more storms, they just need to take more action and take responsibility in their own particular areas.